There is a saying, don't leave before the miracle. It means you have no idea what's in store for you in your life, so keep going. Webster's Dictionary defines a miracle as an effect or event manifesting or considered a work of God. You may think you know what's coming, but you don't. More will be revealed when the time is right. Life and its prospects become very exciting if you're willing to be open to the unknown and roll with the punches. In my case, if I had not stopped drinking 40 years ago, an absolute 100-proof miracle, I would have missed it all. There is no participating from the grave. Believe it or not, many people sit on the bench for much of the game. Even though they can step in and play anytime, fear and other reasons keep them from running with the ball. As a rabbi once said, some people are afraid of too much happiness. When I was in my 20s and most of my 60s, I never would have guessed that one of the happiest days of my life would be Grandparents' Day at Hillel Hebrew Academy. I believe the birth of every child is a miracle, so on Grandparents' Day, we had miracles galore. We attended two classes, one for Lucy, who is 2.5, and one for Ben, who is 4.5 years old. The classroom supplied chairs 3 inches off the ground for the grandparents. Those who chose to sit in them went straight from Grandparents' Day to their chiropractors and, soon after that, back surgery. Hearing the children sing, Hatikvah, recite the Shema and the Pledge of Allegiance brought tears up from my soul. I sat there watching and thinking that though heartbreakingly expensive, sending them to Jewish day school is worth every penny. The feeling that your kids are well taken care of and on a good path is irreplaceable. The cost of not sending Jewish kids to Jewish day school could be incomprehensible. Watching the saintly patient Moras teach that it's good to be a Jew and seeing the happiness on the faces of these still untarnished little ones was profoundly moving. Seeing happy children is the best feeling in the world. In a time when many young people are educated to see Jews as villains, witnessing these kids learn the truth about our people and Israel is heartwarming. Lucy sat on my wife's lap almost the whole time, basking in the love, warmth and protection she deserves when her Ninny and Zaid are there. Isn't that the job of grandparents, to make kids feel loved and secure in this shaky world? And, of course, to buy them candy and toys. Watching them have a meaningful and fun childhood is hugely gratifying. Afterward, we all went to the gym for more singing, a school video, and a talk by the head of the school, Mr. Eden Sender. Grandparents' Day fell on the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, also known as Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanot, which means, New Year of the Trees. Mr. Sender told a story about newly planted trees that were blown down because of their shallow roots. He said, when the root is strong, there is no reason to fear the wind. This is a powerful reminder that the Jewish peyope and our deep roots in God, family, Torah, and Israel are why we will never disappear. Quite the opposite. As we dig deeper, our roots will only get stronger. Grandparents are a significant link in the deep roots of what Mr. Sender spoke of. The next night, my wife and I babysat Ben and Lucy. Before the kids went to bed, we sat on the couch and watched cartoons, far more exciting than the ones I watched as a child. I looked at our grandkids and thought about how precious these moments were and how few remained. As we grandparents age, we know time is short. My grandparents were gone by the time I was 10, but they left me knowing they loved me. So, pull up a chair 3 inches off the ground, sit with your children or grandchildren, love them, hug them, and then ask them to help you get back up. Mark Schiff is a comedian, actor and writer, and hosts, along with Danny Lobel, the We Think It's Funny podcast. His new book is, Why Not? Lessons on Comedy, Courage and Chutzpah.